Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I think we have a record number of states today. And I didn't get on. When I got on, it was a little bit later than I usually do, and there were already 31 participants. But according to what I've written down here, with Hawaii and Alaska confirming, and Utah late signing on, we have got 46 states, which leaves only four. Dear Father, this is a wonderful representation. And we've got our Canadian friends from Ontario, Alberta, Mississauga, and then I heard Belgium. Of course, we welcome you all back. Washington, D.C. Well, we have 45 states plus Washington, D.C., and that is a record. And Washington, D.C., we're counting on you to hold down the fort there. But this is a wonderful representation, and we have some really important things to me, to our serving the Lord, some really important things to pray about this morning. First of all, we want to thank God and praise Him and spend some time just a little bit here just worshiping and praising God. There were some terrorist attacks that we learned that were thwarted in New York and in Times Square. And we just want to give God thanksgiving for that. So let's begin by praising our dear, wonderful Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, here we are. We've come up to you. And we've come up, dear Lord, to praise you and give you glory and to lift our united voice. We see in the Word of God how that united prayer wrought so many wonderful things. And when Peter was in prison, the prayer of the saints gathered there, as we read in the book of Acts, an angel appeared and the chains fell off and he was delivered, God. And we thank you for that united prayer. And there Paul and Silas were, and they were praising. There were only two of them, but it was a united prayer. And you spoke of when two or three are gathered together, there you are in their midst. Here we are, Father, from 45 states at least, plus Washington, D.C., and plus our dear friends in Europe and in Canada. And we just want to praise you and thank you. You're such a good Heavenly Father. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. We forget not all your benefits, Lord, how wondrous you are to forgive us our iniquities and to heal our diseases, to redeem us from the pit, Lord, and to allow us to commune with you, to pray with you, to work with you. And Father, as we come up before, we come up Mount Zion, we come up to God, the judge of all, we come up through Jesus, His blood that speaks better things than Abel's. And we come up with a new covenant. We come up with Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, a better covenant. And Father, we need to work on that this very morning. We praise you for listening to us, for opening up the courts of heaven to us, Father, your dearly beloved children. Thank you and worship you, and we praise you and worship you. I want to give a good report we had here. I felt in my heart, because I so believe that we must have an awakening. And I know that unity is a part of it, and I got to thinking about our local pastors and how just locally around here we need a unity. And we had the most glorious weather, October 9, out at Prayer Mountain, beautiful day, and we had about 75 or 80 people come from ministries and churches, and we just had such a spirit of unity. God anointed the cooks, He anointed the servers, He anointed all of us to love each other. It was such a wonderful display of unity. Let's pray about unity in the body right now. Holy and Heavenly Father, we do see from the Word of God that the body of Christ is one, and that you are the head and we are the body. We know that the head could not ever fail. But the body, Lord, it has failed you. And we're repenting of that. We don't want to be negligent of who we are. and what we are and where we are at your own right hand. And Father, please forgive the disunity. Forgive us. And we pray that this very day, this very October day, October the 11th, 2017, and this day, oh Holy Father, on your calendar, which is coming to the end of the Feast of Tabernacles and the great day of the feast, the big days that Jesus stood, when he stood there and said, come unto me and drink water of me. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. And so we see that this is Hoshana Rabbah on your calendar, and then we're coming to the time, dear Father, in a couple of days here where they're going to be finishing reading the Torah, and they're going to start reading again in Genesis. And we do thank you, Father, that they honor that part of the Word of God, that Torah, and we honor it too, Holy Father. And we do pray for your peoples. We do pray for your peoples all over this world. And we lift up the leaders, dear God. You told us in 1 Timothy 2:1, first of all, then, I'm reading from the Amplified, first of all, then, I admonish and urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility, that we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life, a peaceable one in all godliness and reverence and seriousness in every way, for such praying is good and right, and it is pleasing and acceptable to God our Savior, who wishes all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Father, in the name above all names, we do offer this prayer that you said is good and right and pleasing and acceptable to you, God our Savior. We lift up our nations. We have Canadians lifting up their leaders. We have our dear Belgium friend lifting up her leaders. And in the name of all, above all names, we come to you in the behalf of the United States of America. And we lift up our President, Donald John Trump, his family. We lift up our Vice President, Michael Pence, his family. We lift up our State Department, Father. We lift it up. It's badly marred, and we ask you to forgive it for its relations and moves opposite the Word of God. And we lift up Rex Tillerson, and we lift up you, dear Father. We ask you to weed out those who are against the works of God. In the name above all names, we lift up all of our cabinet leaders. We lift up the generals. We lift up those who have to make decisions, Father, about North Korea, who have to make decisions about the Iranian deal, so-called deal. Oh, God, think through their minds, Lord, and have them put to the pen what you would have to make the decision on that Iranian deal, what you would have made. What would be good for your people? And Father, in the name above all names, we do pray against that evil. The spirits of evil that would work down through that man. And we do pray for an implosion in North Korea, that it would implode upon itself. And that that regime, Father, would be brought down by the Most High God. In the name above all names. Father, we lift up our judges that are making decisions now that have to do with the very freedoms of your people in the United States. Lord, we claim freedom. We thank you for freedom. We thank you for every drop of blood, every mother that had to give up a son, every wife that had to give up a husband, children that had to give up fathers, and women, men and women both, of late, Lord, but going way, way back, Father, to the first days of the Great Awakening, for which we are so very thankful. We thank you so much for every preacher who preached it, every person who adopted it in their hearts, Lord. And in the name above all names, we pray that the respect that is demanded of a democracy can rise up in this nation and respect our flag and respect our offices and respect, most of all, the Most High God. Oh, Father, we pray for the backbone of Americans. We pray that they'll stand up for who they are and the wonderful, wonderful freedoms that you have given them. In the matter of Israel, some of us we did not like what President Trump said about, in an interview with Huckabee, that he wanted to give peace a chance before they relocated the American embassy. Well, giving peace a chance has nothing to do with it, but with the Arab states even. If we immediately said that we're going to move the embassy, blessings would come upon us and the world would get over it. But I knew that when he made that, peace doesn't have a shot. And they're not going to sign a peace treaty with Israel. I was asked by Christians United for Israel in the latest confrontation that they were having with Hamas when rockets were being thrown and shot over the border. CUFI asked us to make a representation, at least two people from every state in the United States, to go to Israel and stand with them while the rockets were flying. And so I had the privilege, along with my daughter, to go for the state of Missouri. They had some wonderful people for us to hear, and one of them was a reporter. He was a Palestinian reporter, and he lived in Jerusalem. He is Arab, and he is Muslim. And he said, I am bringing up my children in Jerusalem because this he said, this was in Western Jerusalem. He lived in Western Jerusalem, not Eastern. And he said, because this is the only place I can freely write. Israel is the only place that an Arab reporter, a Palestinian reporter, any Arab reporter can actually truly write the news, the truth of the news. And so he gave us this little history on things, why there will not be a peace treaty signed by the Palestinians. He said, I was a young reporter when Yasser Arafat came back from having been offered the sovereignty on the Temple Mount. And he said, I was in Ramallah, and there was a press conference with Arafat. And someone said to Arafat, one of the reporters asked the question, why did you not sign? They were offering you everything, even the sovereignty on the Temple Mount. And he said, I did not sign it because I don't want to be in heaven having tea with Sadat. Now that means if he'd done it, he would be a dead man. Because when Sadat from Egypt signed a peace treaty with Israel, he became a dead man. They are never going to sign a peace treaty. No matter what Israel does, no matter how much land they give up, how they bend over backwards, there's not going to be a peace treaty. And Trump said, having said, I want to give peace a shot before I even think of moving the embassy, he knows that peace doesn't have a shot. But he said that for political reasons. Now, in today's Jerusalem Post, they have this article. A senior administration official tells the Post that despite U.S. President Donald Trump's recent announcement that peace efforts come before embassy relocation, the latter is still a goal. Washington reported that the Trump administration remains committed to moving the embassy, and it is when, not if. So let us lift our voices right now to pray that that becomes a now thing, a soon, very soon move. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we are petitioning heaven that you would move upon our president and our vice president and the administration and those who have to make this decision, we are asking you to move up on them, not to wait, not to hesitate, but to move the embassy so that we can know the blessings of such a move. It is a promise that they made to us, Lord. It is something that the Congress passed, and so it would behoove the executive to sign into being the embassy moved to Jerusalem. We want to bless Israel, Lord. It is written that those who bless Israel will be blessed, and we want to know the fullness of that blessing. And now, dear friends and fellow workers in the Lord, I want to bring up to you our project in Israel, our Migdal project. I'm sure he's on the line, Ethan Cerrone and his wife Julie, who are so dedicated to God's plans in Israel and dedicated to this place that God wants built in Israel. And Ethan took a trip to Israel to meet with our parties over there, with our designers, with our people who are coming up with the costs and who are coming up with all the plans we have to make. And we are still waiting on some approvals that we have, some documents, some red tape. At our meeting of the local ministries, we had represented there Sharon Buss, who is the president now, took the place of Gwen Shaw with End Time Handmaidens. And they have a place in Jerusalem. And she rolled her eyes and said, "Have you come up with some of the problems that it takes to have a place in Israel?" And I would say, I told her that we had and kind of, you know, but Ethan submitted a report to me of the trip. And they made us kind of dummy up some plans. There was a man on the council, the Migdal Council. We're building in the city of Migdal, who actually forced us to come up with a set of dummy plans, which we're not even going to build, but to get his approval. And he, knowing that we have our real plans that we are going to build. So right now, these are Ethan's words I am reading to you. His requirement set us back, Ethan said, one whole year, and added our having to pay the architects and having to pay others $200,000 to the cost of our work for the Lord. And this has all, these are Ethan's words, this has all been forced on us almost solely by one council member. And I'm not going to give you his last name. His first name is Adi. And then Ethan says, we are still awaiting the final approval of our 21,000 square meter plans, and we are now in the holidays. After the 3-week civil offices mandatory shutdown, we are still in the Jewish holidays, and the city will not reopen its offices again until Sunday, October 15. Here's what Ethan asked us to pray. Our 21,000 square meter plans need approved before the end of October. This will signal the beginning of the end for getting the building permit. So, we must get these plans approved before the end of October. That's what we're going to get in prayer today. Now, these are, I kind of had to laugh at this, Ethan. I know you're on the line. And he names his name. And he said, Adi needs to be removed from his seat on the council, or he needs a visitation from Jesus to stop being a hindrance to the Migdal project. So, I'm going to address that too. He has 4 points here that he wants us to pray about. Number one was getting the plans approved by the council before the end of October. Number two, we got to do something about, it's really the devils that are behind him. Every time we've come up for something, every time we've moved with something, there's been one person the enemy has worked through. At one time it was a woman, but this time it's a man. And he's no match for God. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Number three, he has asked us to pray again about the funds. We need funds to be ready to build. And Ethan is believing that we'll be able to build all the buildings at once, which will save us in fees and monies and be the best deal. Now, we do have phase one, phase two, phase three, which we're going to begin phase one. But he wants to, he would like to, and that would be the best. So we'll help him pray about that. And number four, we need to stay the course and continue to speak faith into this project. The Bible says, do not be weary in well-doing. And I am not weary. I don't like this, having a war of attrition with the enemy. He's very afraid of this. He does not want those prayers on that ground at all times, 24/7. He does not want us there in that place. We're going right ahead with our tours. I have one plan now that begins in May, but here we go. In the name above every name, Father, we are coming from around the world. And we do praise you for your great plan of redemption. We do not forget your benefits. You forgave us of our iniquities. You redeemed us from the pit. Father, you gave us authority. When you quickened him, our Savior, the Messiah, you quickened us. When you raised him, you raised us. When you seated him, you seated us. Now we're far above any devils and any demons that could work down through the council, that could work down through Adi. Father, we don't despise the man. We recognize there's an evil behind him. And in the name above all names, right here from the right hand of the Father and from our seats on the earth, because we live in earth suits and have authority, we come out as a man against the demons that drive Adi and the demons that would work in the council meeting. We adjure you by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Son of God, who cast devils out of Mary from Migdal. We would cast devils out of the new Migdal, the rebuilt Migdal. We would take our authority over those demons in Jesus' name, in the mighty, matchless name of Yahweh Yeshua, the name above all names. We come out against you, evil forces. We bind you. We paralyze you. There are more than two of us, and we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is in our midst. He's in the midst of this. And it's by his blood and his risen triumph over death, hell, and the grave that we take our place of authority and demand and insist good news. You cannot stop it in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I am petitioning you. I want some good news to tell those prayers who are coming here for the autumn assembly. I want some good news by Israel night, Saturday night. I want something good to report. Angels, God's angels, you ministers that obey his command. It is written in Hebrews that you are sent forth to aid, to help, to wait on those who are his own children, the body of Christ, the redeemed ones. You are sent. We who have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, I am asking the angel forces of God to go and to influence and to move in our behalf and to herald good news, to herald a good report at our autumn assembly. And dear ones, we will be next Wednesday, 1 week from today, the autumn assembly starts. Our noon prayer, which today we'll have coming from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, our noon prayer will be from the Mansion Theater next Wednesday at noon, if you can join us. And of course, I will be with you. We will, from still at 8 o'clock in the morning, we'll have our 8 o'clock prayer, which is the call that you're on right now. But then if you can join us at noon, it would be good. This Sunday, coming Sunday, we have a 3 o'clock Sunday at a Prayer Mountain service every week. It's normally not streamed live. But I tell you, I heard my grandson preach, Brandon. He's here from California. He and Destiny, his wife, and he preached for John Davis at the Branson Revival Center last Sunday night, and the power of God was so amazing that I asked him if he would preach and minister Sunday afternoon, this coming Sunday, in just 4 days, out at Prayer Mountain at 3 o'clock. And I'm going to ask Brother Don Maxwell, he's probably on this call, he's our head tech man, and I'm going to see if we still have enough equipment. We have to move our equipment down to the mansion. And one of the things we're believing God for, and one of our projects is a television truck or a trailer or van or whatever proves the best, so that we can have our equipment there and we won't have to dismantle it and take it up and take it down, and we can use it for anything we do out at Prayer Mountain or anything we do anywhere else. So we're believing God for that van. But this time they will have to break down and take the things, all of our things, into the mansion, because we're going to stream that meeting live. And it begins Wednesday, as I said, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock at night. Lynn Hammond will be here. The Copelands will be here. And then on Saturday night, we'll have Ronnie Levy and the Cerrones. Ethan will be talking to you, our project manager from here. And I'll be speaking. We'll talk about Israel. We'll talk about its place in the plan of God. Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, I'm going to be speaking that day, but I'm going to be preceded by a pastor, a Palestinian pastor from Bethlehem, Steve Curry. He's a wonderful man of God. His father's a wonderful man of God, and they're totally in support of Israel. As a result, they face a lot of persecution, real persecution. Their people get stoned on the way to church and things like that. So I want you to lift your voices with me now for that upcoming meeting. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, your presence. I know we'll have it. And that will be, Father, what makes the meeting a success is your presence. Your presence in the hearts and lives of the praying people who are coming. Your presence over the theater. Oh, Holy Father, we know that you're bringing us, that we can attain something in united prayer. We don't want to miss the mark. A word was given me that we will not miss the mark this time, and that other meetings that we've had, wonderful, successful meetings, but at the end, I still had a feeling of there were more we could have done, but that in this meeting, When this meeting is over, the Lord promised me through a word given me, and it was given publicly, others heard it, that when we come to the end of this meeting, I will know that God had his way and that everything was done that he wanted done. And for that we praise you, Lord, and I lift up every person who's on this call that they'll have a day that's marked with blessing and that they'll know the reward of having come up at the beginning of the day with fellow believers into your presence. May we walk in it all the day long. We praise you and give you glory in the name above all names. Amen and amen. See some of you at noon. Shalom, shalom.